waking up, I see that everything is okay. The first time in my life, and now it's so great. Slowing down, I look around, and I'm so amazed.
This Friday, in Third Street Park, not on the stage, but out in the field, in the round, William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in a production by the Monroe County Civic Theater. It opens Friday, performance at 7 o'clock. There are additional performances on the 15th, 21st, and 22nd. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the director for the production, Russell McGee. We'll also be talking with Lady Capulet, Brishon Joyner, and Juliet herself, Anna DeLong. Russell, I'm looking at the cast here, and I see things like Coach Capulet and Coach Montague. What's going on here?
Well, we've set the play in a modern setting, and since most of the audience here in Bloomington know about the rivalry between Bloomington North and South, decided to play on that as far as the theme in the play with the rivalry of the two families. So there you go. And you have the two star roles where Juliet is a 14-year-old, so it made sense just to go ahead and go into that realm, follow what is already there in the text, and bring it to a younger audience, and also bring in younger actors, which we have quite a few here in town, which Brishon has worked with several times with the U Shakespeare at the BPP. So there's a lot of people that are already there and know what they're doing. So I drew upon that.
Playing Juliet in the production is Anna DeLong. Anna, you're actually a little old for Juliet. Juliet's 14, and you're actually an aged...
I'm 17, yeah.
Which school do you go to?
I go to Bloomington South.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about your theater background.
Well, I started doing Shakespeare when I was in middle school with the Youth Shakespeare Program at BPP that happens every summer. Started with Midsummer Night's Dream back when I was 13, and have done that every summer since then, actually, and I've done theater at South. I'm in Sounds of South, and I'm in Theater South.
Uh-huh. Juliet's a young girl. This is maybe the first time she's been in love. There's a certain innocence about her. But at the same time, I think she gives Romeo a bit of a hard time there, don't you think?
Yeah, she's definitely the one that pushes the relationship along, pushes the marriage and everything. I think it's actually interesting because at the beginning of the show, her parents are trying to set up a marriage with her in Paris, and she's not really interested in it. And then she takes one look at Romeo and decides this getting hitched stuff sounds pretty good.
Are you that sort of decisive young woman yourself? In perhaps other areas?
Not really. I'm one of those people who when you go shopping, you have to go to every store and see everything available before I can make a decision.
Huh. So if Romeo were a handbag...
It would have taken a while, probably.
We've been talking with Anna DeLong. She plays Juliet in the Monroe County Civic Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet that opens this weekend in Third Street Park. Playing Lady Capulet in the production of Romeo and Juliet is the education director of the Bloomington Playwrights Project, Brishon Joyner. Brishon, in addition to your acting in this, you also get a chance to overlook a number of your pupils from the various Shakespeare classes and the acting classes at the BPP. That must be an especial joy in this production.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I get a chance to work alongside these young actors as opposed to being, I guess, a director in front of them. It's also a little scary as well because I kind of thought, well, I guess I better be good since I'm supposed to have taught them a few things. But for the most part, it's been a joy to watch them over the years, and it's been a wonderful opportunity for me.
Brishon Joyner, who's appearing as Lady Capulet in the production of Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare, the Monroe County Civic Theater's production directed by Russell McGee, on the lawn in Third Street Park in the round, lawn chairs and blankets suggested, of course, and the play runs Friday and Saturday the 14th and 15th and the 21st and 22nd, showtime at 7 o'clock. I'm George Walker.